Yes, we are talking Mardi Gras Film Festival right now. And I've got to say, look, if you've ever felt as if you were a bit disconnected in some way from your own life, then Teenage Kicks is going to absolutely resonate with you. Miklos Varga is a young man who seems really at odds with his family, with his sexuality, with his future, even his sense of identity. Teenage Kicks is the feature film debut from Australian writer and director Craig Borum. It garnered rave reviews at the Sydney Film Festival. You may have seen it then. And now it's back on the big screen for Mardi Gras Film Festival. Craig's actually in the studio with me. Good morning.
Morning. Nice
How
to
are
be
you?
Here. I'm good. I'm good.
Now, look, I fell in love with Mick, as he's known all the way through it. He's this, to me, this perfect iteration of the outsider. I mean, he's already got the teenage thing going, which puts you on the outer of society at the best of times. But he's an outsider when it comes to family, when it comes to school, when it comes to racial identity, when it comes to sexuality. How does a nice boy growing up in Queensland come up with a figure like Miklos Varga?
Interesting. Well, I guess I wanted him to sort of sit there to give the audience a sense of empathy for, you know, what it feels like to be at that time of your life and to feel a bit alienated and a bit on the outside. So if I kind of threw all those things at him, it was a little bit easier for people maybe who didn't go through that or haven't gone through that to kind of attach themselves to it, or for people who were going through it to relate to his story. And I guess for me, like I was born in Western Queensland, but then I moved to Brisbane. I grew up in West End, which was, at the time a really dense migrant community, and I think I was probably the only white kid on the block kind of thing, and all my friends were having that experience in Australia, and I did feel like as a writer, as a filmmaker in Australia, it was important to show that is Australia. There are a lot of people who aren't, you know, mainstream white Anglo.
More than a few, but
yeah.
It's a very Aussie tale. It's Mick himself is such an empathetic figure. And as I was saying before, it's not that his tale is uncommon and what he goes through is uncommon. It's just that we forget to look at the individual level on that sometimes.
Yeah. I think it's nice, especially in a story about a young person dealing with sexuality. I think the world's changed a lot, and it's a lot easier for a lot of people. But then we forget that, you know, there's a small radius of safety in the big cities. But then outside of that, or depending on what community you come from, it can still be really hard, and you can still feel really alone. So
those community aspects are a big deal. And I think, you know, one of the most tragic parts is what, and without giving anything away for the film, for people who would love to go and see it, that family tale that he endures is really rough.
Yeah. That was something I was really enjoying playing with as well. That idea that, you know, that everyone in a family has their own shit that they're dealing with, and you know, you might feel alone and lost, but you know, your parents went through this as well when they were 16, and those things kind of ripple through the timeline.
For a feature film debut, it's a hell of a powerful story. Had this been boiling around for a while you were doing short films? Had this been ticking over?
Yeah, I wrote it a long time ago actually, and it sat there in the drawer for a while, and I pulled out the script. I got invited to submit a short script for a HBO project a few years back, and I pulled it out and developed a short from it, which became the short film Drowning, which we made. And then that did really well and did the festival circuit, and we got a lot of responses from young audiences from that film, like a lot of people saying, I want more of this story, I want to see what happens. And so I kind of got motivated to go back to the script and redevelop it, and then it sort of grew into the film.
Well, look, I think you've got another couple of feature films on the boil now. You're working with producer Anne-Marie Bell.
Yes.
So
yes.
Regular collaborator for you. I mean, do you guys just find that what you're trying to say is very simpatico? Do you guys?
Yeah, we just work well together. I mean, I guess producer-director relationship is a bit like a bit of a marriage. So you sort of go through the fire together. So it's nice to have a creative partner like that. I'm also working with a co-writer on a script at the moment, Adrian Chiarella, who was the editor on Teenage Kicks, which is nice to be working in a different way together.
I hear from a lot of filmmakers that sometimes when you find that film family that you work well with, you just keep them together at all costs.
It's essential. I think you see the best and worst of people on a film set because it's so so stressful and crazy. So when you find those people that you work well with, you want to keep them. You want to keep around them.
Well, speaking of working well, I mean, Miklos, the actor, and the guy who plays his best mate, Dan, incredible performances from two very young actors. in situations that a lot of people might have found really confronting that early in their career.
Yeah, well, they were both. I mean, I cast them both because they were well up for the job, and both of them are the kind of young actors that just want you to throw hard stuff at them, and they really rise to the challenge. And they were fantastic, and they worked really well together. They're very different actors to each other, but they gelled really beautifully, and they really pulled off that convincing best friends on screen kind of relationship.
They did really, really well. And there's just some, again, without giving anything away, some absolute beautiful touches to their friendship that resonated so accurately that I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was tricky actually because we didn't have a very long rehearsal period and both of them were on different sides of the planet when we were in pre-production on the film. So we ended up doing few Skype sessions with them to try and build this relationship. But then I got them to start writing daily diaries in character.
Wow.
You know, and then just when they finally got together in Australia, we had about a week to get the rehearsal period together. I gave each other's diary. So it was like they'd snuck into the room and stolen their diary and they just got to read all the stuff that had been going on in the head. And it was a really nice little exercise for them to get into each other's
I think that definitely
brains.
Worked.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good.
Look, the other thing is the very suburban setting. That's gonna resonate with a lot of people who grew up in that sort of area. I love the fact that you actually worked with a photographer. There's an art book based on sort of all the stills and everything. Because I think you found a lot of poetry in what could be a very prosaic setting as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had Samuel Hodge, who's a friend of mine, who's a fantastic artist, and he has such a knack for finding beauty in the mundane, which is kind of what we were doing with the film cinematically as well. So we got him to come along and just document that. It's sort of a behind the scenes documentation rather than so much stills from the film, but it sort of it captures the energy of the film and it captures the feeling of it. It's a beautiful book, actually. It's on the film website. You can buy it.
We'll make sure we get a link to the film website on the 2SCR.com website. The screening's tonight. You're going to be there.
Yes.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you, Craig, for coming in and chatting to us
for
Teenage
me.
Kicks. Craig Boreham, do not miss it. It's on tonight as part of Mardi Gras Film Festival. It's called Teenage Kicks.